Thunder Basin Bolts are the number one team in Wyoming in the preseason rankings. That is due to the return of star guards Mikael Holtby and Deegan Williams. Now, leading Thunder Basin into its 2021-2022 season is fifth-year head coach Rory Williams. Hey, Rory, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing awesome. Thank you for asking. Well, Rory, I know your dudes are ready to get after it. As I watched your practice the other day, I noticed leadership from your players and attention to detail. What say you about the business-like mentality?
I just think, you know, obviously the older you get, the more that you understand how important practice is and being a leader is. And, you know, when you have five seniors that have been in the program for, you know, this is their fourth year, and then, you know, we obviously have some underclassmen that have been there as well. And, you know, I think that's the nice thing, and we say it all the time, it's just nice when your kids hold each other accountable. And our entire group, not just our seniors, but our entire group is doing a good job of that.
I know you don't want to look past Evanston, but you have a really good St. Thomas More team Saturday and Scotts Bluff on Friday. What do you expect from those two squads?
You know, Scotts Bluff, they're really good. They got five guys on the floor that can shoot it all the time. You know, obviously they've played three games already. By the time we play them, they'll have four games under their belt. So that's always nice if you're Scotts Bluff. You know, really like how they play. Their coach has done a great job there. Scotts Bluff tradition just continues on. And so we'll definitely have our hands full with them. They're athletic, they're quick, and I guess they're probably pretty similar to us, but a little bit taller. They go 6'4", 6'5", after their three guards that are about 6'1", 6', 6', just by looking at tape and on max prep. So we'll definitely have our hands full there. And then Coach Hollenbeck at St. Thomas More, he's been there for a long time. St. Thomas More has been a powerhouse in South Dakota basketball for a long time. Very structured, very disciplined. They know exactly where they want the ball. They know who they want to shoot the ball. You know, they run a lot of sets. They're always hard-nosed defensively. So you really have to be geared in on the defensive end when you're playing a St. Thomas More team, because they run a lot of stuff, and you have to be ready for any of it at any time.
Now, Rory, your team is extremely talented. They're talented enough to win it all. Number one ranking, favorites to win state, but as good as your team is, what is your biggest concern with this ball club?
You know, my biggest concern is obviously rebounding the ball, being able to guard the post. You know, we just getting beat off the bounce. You know, when you get beat off the bounce and your help side isn't where it needs to be, we don't have that rim protector that can just go and you know, change a shot after a defensive mistake. You know, if you miss a box out, we're probably not going to get that rebound just with our size. Sometimes, you know, teams with just, you know, with either height or crazy athleticism, sometimes you can make up for those mistakes through other things. So we have to continue to do that, you know, and we have to continue to not settle on, you know, maybe a one pass three all the time. You know, there's certain percentages that we're looking for when we shoot certain shots. We think the ball should come at, you know, certain angles. To get a good shot or to be able to shoot it at a high percentage. So there's a lot of little things that we're really trying to take care of. But you know, I'd say just our height and you know, we got to do a really good job of being able to guard the post and rebound the basketball.
One last question: what is the biggest difference you see? You have a lot of returners. What's the biggest difference you see from last year's team to this year's team, whether it be demeanor or just how they're playing on the court?
Yeah, I think just confidence. You know, I think when you're a junior, and whoever it is, whether it's last year's juniors or the, you know, this year's juniors, you know, you're just not quite probably yourself. You know, but when you're a senior, you know, you know that it's my year, right? It's my turn. It's kind of maybe the mindset. And so I just think the confidence that those seniors have, not because of, you know, winning games in the past, but it's because you're a senior. You're the leader of our program. So, you know, I think that's really been fun to watch. You know, I love our camaraderie, you know, just how they all get along, how much fun they have, you know, playing with each other, being around each other. So those are all fun things to see, and I know they're ready to go. You know, they're sick of me in practice, and they're ready, you know, they're sick of playing against each other, and they're ready to go play another team, and they're excited to, you know, finally have a fun high school environment that they didn't get last year. So Thursday night can't get here quick enough for these guys.
As you mentioned, they're ready to play another team. That team will be Evanston Thursday night at 8. Coverage set for 7:45 on News Radio 107.5 FM and online at BeastsonsRadio.com on the KIML stream.